Welcome to Postcast. David Locke along with Ron Boone. The Utah Jazz grind one in the grindhouse. We'll talk about the physical play, the dominating performance from Rudy Gobert, why Donovan Mitchell could not get going, and resiliency from Dante Exum. That's all coming up next on Postcast. Today's edition of Postcast is brought to you by The Store, 6200 South, 20th East. The Destel turkeys are all available for you now. You can make your orders now for your holiday turkeys at The Store at 6200 South and 20th East. Matt Moon opens up our live Facebook, which you can get at Locked On Sports on Facebook, with "Can you introduce me to Joe Ingles?" Which leads me, he always does this, it's there every day. Why would you want to meet Joe Ingles right now? If you did not see this, Joe Ingles ended up with blood coming down his face in a pretty grotesque manner. Then they had to call a timeout because they couldn't get it stopped bleeding. And instead of getting Joe a stitches, because Joe's a trooper, because he's really an Australian rules football player that's playing basketball, they just took tape and taped it all across so that Joe Ingles played the final 4 minutes of tonight's game with medical tape headband and led the Jazz to a win.
Looked like a Halloween costume, maybe.
It did.
Yeah.
This is like the legend of Joe Ingles has gone to new levels.
Well, only Joe could pull this off, though. I mean, you think of anyone else that would dress up like that? You
know?
No.
No.
And what, he came back to play well, got a couple of free throws. As a matter of fact, he went to the free throw line twice, knocked down a three. So his decision was right on because the Jazz needed him, that's for sure.
And when Rudy Gobert was asked about it post-game, he said it was hard to stay focused. All right.
And he was glad it was at the end of the game.
Right. This game was just a grinder. It was 20-16 at the end of one. Jazz trailed 43-40 at the half. Rudy Gobert left with 7:57 left in the second quarter with foul trouble. Jazz led by 5 at the end of 3 on a nice surge when they scored 34 points in the third quarter, led by Dante, and then closed it out for the 96-88 win. And the 96 number was a number we never thought we'd get to tonight. What was your feeling of this game?
Well, the feeling was I'm watching the game plans. And we knew that the Grizzlies wanted to take away the wings. They did a pretty good job really jumping ball side, forcing the Jazz back to the middle of the floor. But whenever the Jazz were able to speed it up just a little bit and then break that down, got into what they call the blender, then that's when the Jazz started to get the kind of shots that they want offensively. Defensively, you know, it is what it is. I mean, that's exactly what we are expecting, just a grind-out game.
This is a really tough matchup for the Jazz. Ricky Rubio has never played well against Mike Conley. His first half the other night against Conley was one of the few good halves he's ever had. Rudy doesn't get shots against these guys. He took 2 shots in the first half of the first game, 1 shot in the first half of the second game, and 0 shots in this half. And Donovan has not played well against these guys because every time Donovan drives, he runs into Marc Gasol.
Yeah. And that is even around the 15, around the free throw line, around the 15-foot range. So he doesn't get much spacing there as well. And then once he got into the paint, it was crowded there as well. So he did not have any comfortable shots. I mean, there was a few that he was able to force and try to get off, but awfully difficult for him to get all the way to the basket. So, you know, I think this is one of those games where he'll learn from. He'll watch films and recognize, okay, that was like 2 or 3 dribbles too many, and I need to take this type of shot offensively.
Donovan has struggled. If you look at the notorious big dropping big teams, so Philadelphia, Portland, Memphis, Miami, Toronto are the 5 teams that drop the big most dramatically. Donovan's shooting percentage is not good against those 5 opponents in his young career. 3 of 14 tonight. You just started to get into it. Take me more into how universally he needs to attack a team like
that. Well, once you beat your man, I mean, and now you start looking at what's in front of you and how far you can go to get to the rim. It's clogged. I mean, it's too many people there. That little mid-range 12-footer, 8-footer, without challenging big guys, is what's going to be open there for him. And once you learn how to, you know, to look at film and see that, and get it done. And another thing I'd like to see done there as well is, and I mentioned it during the air, is when you come off that screen real hard, Conley's chasing from the backside. Conley does it. Just pull up. Let him run up your back. I mean, that will slow that defender down a little bit, knowing that there's a possibility that that's going to happen, and then he can, you know, do some other things. Donovan learns quickly, and I'm sure that game 4 against these guys, we might see a little bit better effort.
Well, Dante Exum wins the Resiliency Award tonight. He Rubio got in foul trouble. Dante came in. Dante had not played well the night before or in a game before in Boston, got pulled in that game, had a decent – did not have a very good first half tonight, actually. I think he played 8 minutes, had no – didn't make any shots. Came in, made a play or two, then drove to the basket and threw a pass back out with no intention of any idea where it was going. Basically, it was an outlet pass for a fast break the other way. Jazz went down six. Quinn called a timeout. I wondered whether we were going to see Dante again after that play. And instead, Dante came back and made three straight plays that really sparked the Jazz entire offensive surge in the second half.
Now, that didn't just benefit Dante. I mean, Quinn. That benefited Dante because Dante, okay, I made some mistakes. I got chewed out. He put me back in, and then I was able to make some plays. He just what he's saying is that he has confidence in me to do just that. And so I think it probably helped both parties, more so Dante, because, you know, he could easily have gone into the tank and started sulking over there on the bench. And then when you do that, you're no good.
Well, he got through it, so that was awfully nice. The real story of the night is the brilliance of Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert dominates this game. The Jazz are plus 15, I think. I'll have to check the final number. Oop, I just moved the camera. Yeah, plus 15 tonight when he was on the floor. He, late in the game, was completely dominant in what he was able to do as he finally got shots at the rim. But they were just – he willed it. He more than got, like, lobs or anything. He willed himself into the game, finished the night with another double-double. He had 15 points, 16 rebounds, two assists, three block shots, and a plus 15 tonight.
You know, what was so special about that is he sit out. How many minutes did he sit out that first
747.
Half? 747. Yeah, he ended up playing 32 minutes. So he played quite a few minutes there in that second half, and it really made a difference defensively, giving the Jazz up, you know, that what in that second half. Well, in the fourth quarter, they outscored him 22-19, 34-26 there in the third quarter. So the second half belonged to Rudy Gobert.
And that's as difficult a matchup as he has in Marc Gasol.
It really is. And I'm going to have to ask him. I wanted to ask him while you were about, does he feel Gasol on his legs and on his body that keeps him from elevating to get, you know, to get jump shots? Because, I mean, not jump shots, rebounds. Because that's what Gasol does. I mean, he's not a leaper. We've said this many, many times. He's a guy that just clogs it up and puts a body on you. And, you know, lots of times he's rebounding without even jumping because he keeps you from – I mean, he's just a smart player, obviously, and that's the reason he was Defensive Player of the Year.
That was a lot better question than anything that I asked Rudy, so you should have asked that. If I hadn't had the text telling me that we had to wrap it up, I would have – so next time would you just be a little more forceful and just tell me to shut up and ask a question?
I'll do that, David.
All right, that is Postcast, brought to you by the store at 6200 South and 20th East. We'll see you from Dallas. The Jazz win over Memphis tonight, 96-88. Have a great one.